the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and we are fairly dangerous.
We are.
There's no doubt about that. So yes. How about a little farrier's file? What do you got this week?
The youngest son, Gus, asked me about copper nails.
Okay.
Here the other day.
Nice.
And I had to correct myself.
Did you?
Well, there for a while I'm going copper nails. Why? Why do we need copper nails?
Right.
Well, I guess there is some anaerobic properties
in copper. That's what I understand, that you're less likely to have any type of infection or anything like that. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. Well, and they have copper shoes as well. They're out there.
Well, now those got to be expensive.
I don't know what they run, but
holy,
I don't think I can afford
moly.
Them.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, if you have a stalled horse and thrushes in issue, you know, that might be an option.
Well, I remember Nephew Sam saying that they weren't that much more expensive.
No, they're about the same.
About the same as regular
about
nails.
About the same as a regular nail.
So, I guess why not use them?
And instead of turning your hoof black, they turn them a beautiful
green?
Turquoise green.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Petey.
Yeah, very nice. So, I had to eat crow, and there is some benefits to copper nails and copper shoes.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Hey, we stand corrected. Who said you can't teach old dogs new
exactly,
tricks?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's some great information, and thank you for Farrier's
File. My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey,
I got some more.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
I just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express still rides to our house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use a copper nail.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, keep moving.
Let's do it. New West is riding
along
with us, and they are backing all the way to Birmingham.
I read this ad in Chicago Sunday paper. Help wanted, semi drivers needed bad. I put in, said I'd like to see the foreman. Told him all the experience I'd had. He said, son, you're just the man I'm needing. He handed me these keys and he shook my hand. Pointed to that truck and said, I'll see ya. Take that load of steel to Birmingham. I got inside and I finally got her started. Put her into gear, started to back up. Tried every way to get that thing to go forward, but it was the first time I'd ever driven anything as a big old semi truck, and it wasn't easy backing through the traffic. But I'm the first truck driving man that ever left Chicago in a semi and backed it all the way to Birmingham. Play it, boys. Pulled me over down near Nashville. Said, what do you think you're doing? I just smiled. I said, sir, I just got tired of going forward. I figured I'd drive her backwards for a while. Well, I pulled into a truck stop. Said, fill it, please, and check the oil. Probably needs a can. He said, tell me, which way are you back in? I said I'm back in south of Birmingham. There must be a button on her somewhere. I can push to turn this rig around. I can make it fine out in the country. Little bit of trouble though getting through the towns. But if I keep it up, I'm gonna make it. I bet I'm the first truck driving man that ever left Chicago in a semi. Backed it all the way to Birmingham. Play it again. Find out in the country, ooh, boy, them little villages and smaller towns. If I keep it up, I'm gonna make it. I bet I'm the first truck driving man that ever left Chicago in a semi. Backed it all the way to Birmingham. Yeah, that ever left Chicago in a semi. Backed it all the way to Birmingham.
Oh yeah, good stuff there from New West.
That's a long way to back.
Chicago to Birmingham in a truck.
Ooh,
yeah, wee. Right. Well, you'd be good at it by the time you got there, wouldn't you?
Or yeah, if you got there.
I remember somebody backing down Main Street, Oakley, Idaho, in high school.
Who was that?
I'm just trying to remember who that might have been. It may have been you.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. All righty then.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a reason for it.
Well,
I don't remember.
I do. You're in our mother's old Ford Galaxy car, and it wouldn't go into drive.
Right.
It was stuck in reverse.
The linkage was all screwed up on it.
And you just backed down Main Street. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, wait.
I remember it did not impress the local gendarme.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
I was not impressed.
That part I do remember.
Yeah, but I didn't hit nothing.
Well, heaven's sakes. He said, you told him, like, I'm just taking the car home.
What do you want me to do? Park it in the middle of the street?
Right?
No.
good memories.
Good memories.
Yeah.
And that's when all the wheels
came off.
Yeah.
When the gendarme saw you backing down Main Street, Oakley, Idaho, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah, 20 miles an hour.
Right.
I was under the speed limit.
You were, yeah. But you were pushing it. You were going as fast as that car could go, right?
Yeah. It was tacked out, for sure.
A wheel falling off a wagon is not a good thing.
No.
And I think of the movies. Rooster Cogburn.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, when they're taking that load of nitro and they break an axle and the wheel falls off and such. And no problem, I can fix this.
I'll take care of this.
Okay, all right.
No tools.
Broken axle, we can fix it, and we'll get this load of nitro where it's supposed to go.
Right.
All right, there we go. Well, in the Cowboys, too.
Yeah,
the chuck wagon cook, but that one just the nut fell off and the wheel come off the hub.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I could see them, repairing that one. And
that
I would
was not a problem.
And I would assume they had extra nut.
They did
hub nuts.
They did
with
carry
them,
a lot of that stuff with them.
Well, yeah, out in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with your chuck wagon.
In tow,
right?
Mr. Nightlinger was a good hand.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? Yeah, that's right. I got to reading some of Dad's stories.
Yeah.
Dad had all sorts of wagon, chariot, buggy adventures, little red wagon. He harnessed his dog, Brownie Bob, to his radio flyer, his little red wagon. And drove him around all.
Yeah,
and this was like he was 5 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear how Brownie Bob got his name? He had half a tail.
Half a tail.
Yeah, that got caught in some sort of piece of equipment.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened there. It was a fan belt or something.
I don't remember what piece of equipment it was, grain thresher or something like that. And, Brownie Bob.
He was Brownie, and then Brownie and Bob.
Bob, because he had half a tail. Yeah.
Well, I like Dad's story about the wagon load of lumber.
At
10 years old.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll ditch to a cowmercial right now, and when we come back, Gary McMahon has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.